God is good. God is good. And God is good. Amen. By the grace of God, the Lord blessed me to come before you again. We're in the book of Samuel, and First Samuel. It's always it's one of those books for me that I don't care how many times I read it, I learn more and more from it every time. And periodically, when I run across something that God shows me, I go like, wow, I have read the book before, over and over and over again, and yet God all of a sudden decides that, oh, you missed this. And I said, oh, how could I? You know, I mean, it was right there. This morning in the bulletins, the scripture that we had was, for we walk by faith and not by sight. In Hebrews 11:6, the Word of God says that it's impossible to please God without faith. I was telling the pastor and a group of people that we met back there for prayer. I went to a big men's fellowship yesterday, and up in Temecula. I didn't know anybody and except John, Big John. And so we went up there, and they had a nice barbecue, all kinds of food and everything else. But when it came down to the speaker, they introduced this man, and he got out of prison a couple of months ago. And he was very nervous. And he expressed himself in front of everybody, and he said, it's very hard for me to speak because I'm not a speaker. He said, they asked me to say something. And he said, I just start learning about God. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He said, for the first time in my life, I can be loving and kind and helpful to my family. And he said, I've never been able to do that till now. He said, thank you, and he got up. I thought that was the greatest speech that anybody could have ever made. Now, here's a man that just received the Lord not too long ago, and, you know, he was just telling it like it is. And we're all here this morning, as Pastor CB was talking about, how we have an opportunity with our neighbors and with people that we encounter. I was at Home Depot this week, and I had to go get a couple of things, and I took one of our brothers here that goes to our Bible study group with us, and we're going up and down the aisles and getting the stuff I need, and they had to get something down for me, and the guy had to go get a ladder, and I went, and I was getting some other stuff, and when I come back, this brother come up, and he said, Lou, he said, that man in the ladder received Jesus. Praise God, man. It wasn't 10, 15 minutes, but I'll tell you what, man. The man came to know Jesus. And what a blessing that is, because anywhere, anytime, any place that we're at, God is with us, amen? And don't forget that, because it doesn't make any difference who you are or where you are. God is there with you. This morning I want to share a little story with you about a man who had a very low-key job. And somehow, some way, he had seen a man who had faith in God, and it blessed and touched his life so much that when it came down, he put his life on the line because of the faith that he saw that the man that he was following had. And I read that and I said, wow, Lord, how beautiful that is. Would you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14? We have a story here of Saul and his army, about 600 people that had come, and they were going to battle up with an army of about 30, 40,000 people. And they were between two peaks, and there was a valley in between, and they were on one side, Saul and his group, and the enemy was in the other side. But they could see each other from a ways, but they could see each other. And one man, Saul, the king, was afraid because he saw all this huge army. And the biggest fear that he had was that he didn't have a right relationship with God. And that's something that for each and every one of us, we need to understand that if you don't know God, you have a lot of things to concern yourself with and worry about, because I'll tell you, without him, you're not going to do nothing. Amen? It happened that Saul had a son, and his son was one of the people that had a very strong relationship with God. And this is a story that we're going to read. In chapter 14, in verse 1, it said, "Now it happened one day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the young man who bore his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the Philistine garrison that is in the other side.' But he did not tell his father." It was customary that if you were going to go out and do something, you would let the general know, or the people that were in charge of you, what you were doing. And somehow or another, God spoke to Jonathan and put something in his heart. And so he told the gentleman that was with him, he said, "Let's go to the other side." In verse 2, "And Saul was sitting in the outskirts of Gibba under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. The people who were with him were about 600 men. Ahiah, the son of Anchabek, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, was wearing an ephod, but the people did not know that Jonathan had gone." In verse 4, it says, "Between the passes by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistine garrison, there was a sharp rock on one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of one was Boaz, and the name of the other was Sinam. The front of one faced northward opposite Michmash, and the other southward opposite Gilba." These were two points that were real high, and they were in this valley. But in order to get from one to the other, you had to go through this rock formation or this mountain, whatever it was there. And in verse 6, "Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the garrison of this uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.'" I want you to understand how important it is that everything we do, we dedicate to God. That we don't take it upon ourselves to think that we're going to accomplish it. Amen? The first thing that Jonathan did was let the man know that we're going to do this hoping, trusting, having faith in God that he, okay, is the one that's going before us. Now, I want you to understand this guy that was carrying his armor. You know, they were in the background. They never said too much, but they were killed because most of the soldiers that went out and fought, when they carried this armor bearers with them, they just carried the armor, but they didn't defend themselves. When I went overseas as a young person during the Korean War, I was aboard a destroyer. And I was a wet-nosed kid, and I was enjoying the service, and I didn't really care anything about the war over there. But when I got over there, we were told that the life expectancy of our ship was 60 seconds because we were to defend all the big ships. So basically, all we had to do was get in the middle and take anything that came, and we were supposed to die for the big ships. And that was the bottom line. And you start to think, like, why? I mean, I came all the way from where I'm at to come out here to the middle of the ocean and die for some people that don't even know me. Yeah. This armor bearer did whatever his master would tell him to do. But I think when it comes down to your life, your way of thinking and the instinct to survive comes in upon you. Amen? And this gentleman, I was thinking about what he must have felt when Jonathan asked him to go and take on all this army, just him and Jonathan. And he knew that if he would go, he was going to die. Yeah. But something that I learned, God was so good to teach me that, was that I'm not afraid to die anymore. I'm here because God has a plan and purpose. And before I realized that and knew that, I took a lot of precautions and I took a lot of ways to make sure that I was safe. But I really wasn't, because God was the one that was watching over me. Amen? But I can imagine what this young man must have thought when he was asked to do that. And that's what the Lord was talking to me about, how when your mindset and your heart is prepared for what God has for you, you don't concern yourself with anything else. Yeah. And when you understand and know how some person or somebody that you know, okay, has great faith by the way they live, by the things that you see. The Bible, it teaches us about David fighting a giant. Can you imagine when David came up to where the army was, and all, I mean, they had tons and tons of guys, and Goliath would come out there and challenge them. But nobody would stand up, you know, because they looked at the size of the guy and they knew they couldn't win. Yeah. But David, that wasn't his attitude. He challenged the man. He said, "You come to me with everything you have. I come to you in the name of my God." Okay. You see, the word tells us, when God is for you, who can be against you? But you see, the word can tell us a lot of things, okay? But if you don't believe it, okay, it's not going to do anything for you. You see, if you bake a cake and you put all the ingredients the way that you're told to do, you come out with a good cake, right? But if you don't put in the ingredients, it ain't going to work for you. You see, God has given us the keys, and we can use them. We can apply them. I don't know where you've been, but when I was 40 years old, I became an alcoholic. And I made a lot of money. And one day I got in my truck and I said, "Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to die." My wife had given me an ultimatum: "You stop drinking or we're not going to have a marriage." I went to bed drunk. I woke up sober. And that was over 40-some-odd years ago. Yeah, but only God could do that. See, when you know, okay, that you know, not what other people know, just what you know about what God has done for you, then you know. Amen? You're without an excuse. Okay. And this is important in our lives because you come, and the Word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Amen? But if you apply it, okay, you put it to work, you're going to see. The Word of God says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Try me. Try my Word. It doesn't make any difference what you're facing. It doesn't make any difference what it is. This guy was just carrying armor, and that was it. In verse 7, he said, "So his armor bearer said to him, 'Do all that's in your heart. Go then, here I am with you according to your heart.'" What a difference, okay, to understand and know that this man was doing what God had told him to do, and he wasn't afraid of anybody or anything. All of a sudden, this armor bearer turned out to be what? A person who grew a lot more when his life was placed on the line. And that's the same way with you and I. Every day of our lives, we experience all kinds of different things. Amen? But do you turn those things over to God, or do you try to take care of them yourself? It's an important thing for us to understand that God has the purpose and the plan for us, not ourselves. I think sometimes people get ahead of themselves and they want to do a lot of things for God that God didn't ask him to do. Yeah. But if you're obedient to God, just like Jonathan was here, in being sensitive to what God was opening to him. You don't get ahead of God. Jesus said what? Follow me. Yeah. In verse 8, he said, then Jonathan said, very well, let us cross over to this man and we will show ourselves to them. If they say thus to us, wait until we come to you, then we will stand in our place and not go up to them. But if they say to us, come up to us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this will be a sign to us. The word of God says to wait on the Lord. Amen? Yeah. We're not very patient people, are we? I think we all want it now. I read this and I go back and I say, Lord, forgive me for being impatient. Sometimes I just want to get something done and I'm in a hurry and I don't really need to be, because it's not going to get done until God wants it done. Amen? And then after it's all finished, I say, wow, Lord, you put up with my impatience, and yet you blessed and you helped us to get it done. Yeah? All of you and myself, in our lives, the Word of God that says we're running a race. And that race, the only way we're going to finish is with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Yeah. In verse 11, so both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, look, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they are hidden. The Philistines thought that these guys were deserters. That, guess what? They're going to give themselves over to us. And, you know, come on up, you know. But they didn't understand the plan of God. And sometimes the only way that we truly get and understand the Word of God is to wait on Him and listen. Okay. Not get ahead of God, start talking, but just listen. Amen? You see, I think all of us are, you know, we'd like to put our point forward and what have you, but when you ask God for something, He'll answer you. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel. When God blesses you, you don't say, I did it. Amen? You might have a lot of people that come behind you and pat you on the back and says, hey, man, that was great. No. See, the first thing that Jonathan does is to what, give God the glory for what he is doing and going to do. It's the same way with you and I. In verse 13, he says, and Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees with the armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and as he came, his armor bearer killed him. I don't know how God worked it out to where this 20 guys lost sight of them coming, okay, but God worked it out. And as soon as they got there, these two guys killed 20 guys. the battle was over for them. That first slaughter where Jonathan, his armor-bearer mate, was about 20 men within about half an acre of land. I don't know about you, but I know a young man that grew up in my house, and he's been in prison half of his life. And he, a street fighter, he knows very well how to take care of himself. I've seen him nearly dying, not from fighting, but from something else. And he called me, and he said, "Please help me." He said, "I don't want to lose my leg." He had been bitten by a spider, and his leg was twice the size that it was. And I said, "Why don't you ask God for help instead of me?" He said, "Come on, Lou." He said, "You know what I mean." I said, "No." I said, "Let it come out of your mouth, man." I said, "See, God is waiting for you. When you say it," I said, "something is going to happen in your life." I said, "I said it one day, and I've said it so many times after that. God help me. Without you, Lord, I'm nothing." Amen? God helped him through it. Yeah, and he's still around. But he's not the fact that he doesn't know who Jesus Christ is. He just wants to do it his own way. And he's still hitting the wall. In verse 15, "And there was trembling in the camp and among all the people. The garrison and the raiders also trembled, and the earthquake, so there was a very great trembling." Now, God had done a miracle, okay, in helping Jonathan and the armor bearer do what they do. But God didn't want anybody or nobody, okay, to get the idea that God wasn't there. Amen? See, one of the things that was real important, that remember when Jonathan and the armor bearer showed themselves? The guys looked down and they saw what? Just two guys. They didn't really see who was there. Amen? Because if really they had looked, they would have seen who? Jesus Christ. You see, they were not alone. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were put in the fire, the king looked down and he said, "Didn't we put three men down there?" And they said, "Yes." He said, "But there's a fourth one, and it looks like the Son of God." You see, God was right there with them, but they never saw him. Amen? But that armor bearer did. He knew that God was with him. Yeah. All of this commotion was taking place, and God displayed his power. And in the process of doing that, the enemy that was so large got confused, and they started killing themselves. Yeah. Now here's the other camp where Saul and a group of men are looking, and they're watching this guy, and they don't get it, you know. Yeah. "Now the watchman of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and there was a great multitude melting away, and they went here and there Then Saul said to his people who were with him, "Now call the roll and see who has gone from us." They're watching this guy's killed themselves, and this guy that's supposed to be their leader said, "Let's find out who's with us here." Yeah, totally had nothing to do with the miracle that God was doing in front of him. Yeah. And the enemy always takes someone who doesn't believe and injects stuff in so that you can doubt, confusion. You see, a person who doesn't know God doesn't have any direction where they're going. Amen? Pastor Joe was our pastor here for many years, taught us something. He said, when you're born walking on your head. He said, God comes along and turns you upright so that you can see where you're going. And that's a fact, you know. Because I'll tell you what, I did that for so many years. Amen? He said, now call the roll and see who has gone from us. And when they called the roll, surprisingly, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. They were looking for something when the enemy was destroying himself, and they could have gone over and taken over and finished the job that God had already started for them. But instead of doing that, he got sidetracked with something else. Yeah, and this is something in our lives that right now, the faith of our nation is bad. A lot of churches are not preaching the Word of God. A lot of churches are compromising what the Word of God says. And people are doing the same. Yeah. God put us here to be a light unto those who are in darkness. Yeah. We need to what? Go out and be a light. I shared with you about that man that was on the ladder. See, it didn't take weeks and weeks to disciple him to get, all it did was one man to say, Jesus loved you, and do you want to get to know Jesus and grow in walking with him? And the man said, yes. Yeah, it's the same way with you. You have neighbors. I don't know if you ever talked to them. But why don't you go over and take them a piece of bread? Do something. Okay, because they are your neighbors, amen? You didn't choose them, God did. I think sometimes we want to distinguish who we want to do things for and what have you, but that's not the way that God called us, amen? You're all here and you all come from different places, and God put you here. I didn't, amen?
Yeah.
The apostles, when they all got together, there were some of them that they didn't get along either. But you know what? They learned. You see, when they started growing and understanding love and really knowing what love was all about, that's when they looked and tore those barriers down that they had put up for a long time. Amen? And it's the same way with us. We need to ask God to help us to walk by faith. Faith in what he says and trust what he's going to do, not what we're going to do. In verse 18, and Saul said to Agag, bring the ark of God here, for at the time the ark of God was with the children of Israel. Now it happened while Saul talked to the priest that the noise which was in the camp of the Philistine, continued to increase. These guys were I mean, they were killing themselves, and they were making so much noise and everything else. And here, this man is trying to do something that had nothing to do with what God was showing them that was going on. Now, God is showing us what's going on in the world. What are we doing? Yeah. I don't know if you're up to the news or not, but the United States is making friendship again with Iran, and they're going to split from Israel. You pray for that, because I'll tell you what, the Word of God says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those. Yeah. Read the Word of God. Okay. We need our leaders to understand that as well. Saul angrily said, withdraw your hand. In verse 20, then Saul and all the people who were with him assembled, and they went to battle and did. And every man's sword was against his neighbor, and there was great confusion. Moreover, the Hebrews who were with the Philistines before that time, who went up with them into the camp from the surrounding country, they also joined the Israelites, who were Saul and Jonathan. I want you to see how beautiful and how wonderful God is. This were Israel's own people that had gone and sided in with the enemy. But when they saw what was happening out there, they turned back to become and part of the same group of people where they came from. Yeah. Only God could do that. You see, God can show us all the wonderful things that He will do and has done. Okay. You know, Peter walked on water, amen? I don't think he ever planned to walk on water. If somebody, I'll tell you a real funny joke. Not that I like to tell jokes. Yeah. But when I got married, okay, we came out of the chapel in Las Vegas, my wife and I, and we're walking out to the car. And she looked at me and she said, you know what? And I said, what? She said, I don't think that I would ever want to marry a pastor. And I said, I don't think you have to worry about that. Now, you see what God did? Amen? Had nothing to do with me and with her. But I'll be forever grateful. Amen? And see, you can take a look at your lives. You can tell people, I'm a Christian. Okay. I love God. Walk with God. Follow God. And be like God. Amen? It's important for you, for me, for all of us. We're in times where there's a lot of need all the way around us. Look at around our city right here in North Park, man, homeless, all kinds of other stuff that's going on, you know. People don't have food to eat, and, you know, I'm going like, wow, this is America, man, and, you know, look at what's going on here. The conclusion of the story is in verse 23. He said, so the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle shifted to Beth Aven. Now, I want you to pay attention to what the Word of God says. So God saved Israel. God saved us. Amen? Yeah. You see, we were in a battle, okay? And God chose us and pulled us out of the battle. Just like the armor bearer, you're still walking, you're still going. Why? Because God saved you. And he didn't save you just to take up space someplace. There's a lot of people, well, I don't have the gift to talk to people. I don't have, I'll tell you, read the Word of God. The Word of God says that he has blessed you with a gift, okay? And that gift that he has blessed you, you can do, and the Holy Spirit of God will help you to do it. And in the process of doing it, I'll tell you what, you'll be blessed, and so will the other person, because God is using you. Amen? I wrote a couple of little things down that I read in a book, and it really touched my heart. What makes a person heroic and others loyal to him? A history of God working through the life and dedication to follow the mystery of God's work among us, no matter what stands against us. And stop and think about that. Because we have disease, we have the enemy, we have our family, we have all kinds of things that get in the way of you doing what God's called you to do. A couple of weeks ago, I was counseling a man and his wife here. They're having problems in their marriage, and they have three children. And after we finished, the lady said, I want to share something with you and with my husband, and God is my witness. I said, go ahead. She said, I decided to follow the Lord no matter what. I'm going to take my children to church, and if my husband wants to go, he can go with us. If he doesn't want to go, that's on him, but I'm going to follow God. Yeah. You see, there's a song that we sing that says, though no one follows, I, what, will follow the Lord. Amen. And this is important for you because I'll tell you, for me, okay, there's some of you here who have gone to great problems. God has been very good to me. I lost my wife over 2 years ago, and I lost my son a year ago. And I'll tell you, only God keeps me going. And I'm blessed to be here and to be doing what I do every day of my life. And I encourage you to get involved. I encourage you to pray for one another. You know, the Word of God says to love God with everything that is within you. Amen. Yeah. And to love, what, your neighbor. Okay, he doesn't tell you who your neighbor is. That means you're going to love them no matter what. Okay, and that's what God was talking about. And this is what we're talking about here. This armor bearer put his life on the line because he knew the man he was following had faith in God and what God was going to do, not what that man was going to do. Amen? Let's close with prayer. My Heavenly Father, thank you, my dear God, for helping me through and sharing your holy word, dear God. Thank you for the story of Jonathan, a man who had great faith in you, Lord, and how he was an example to others of your faith, of what you are and how you blessed him and how you watched over him, Lord.